With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A budget analysis shows the work that the Montana legislature has done so far this session would leave the state in the black financially, but with about half the cash reserves that Governor Steve Bullock wants. The preliminary analysis released yesterday shows budget subcommittees cutting $46 million more in general fund spending than the governor's budget proposal. The state would have $159 million in reserves in 2019, compared with the $300 million cushion Bullock is seeking. Abortion foes won preliminary passage for a bill that would transform abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy into a medical procedure to save a potentially viable fetus. The proposal would require physicians to deliver a fetus by inducing labor or by cesarean section. If the fetus is viable, the new law would require doctors to save the fetus. The measure won passage 32-18 today, mostly along partisan lines. The victory will likely be short-lived. Even if the bill manages to muster support from the House, the proposal awaits a near-certain veto from Governor Steve Bullock, who supports abortion rights. A Billings radio host's online post suggesting there should be separate postseason basketball tournaments for Native American teams due to unruly fan behavior has prompted a show of solidarity. At the Northern Class C Divisional Tournament in Great Falls, members of basketball teams from Power, Belt, Heart Butte, and Box Elder locked arms at center court and shook hands before beginning competition last night. The crowd of about 3,500 responded with loud cheers and applause. In a close vote this morning, lawmakers rejected a bill aiming to reform how state prisons put people with mental illnesses in solitary confinement. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The bill introduced by Roger Webb, a Billings Republican, would have outlawed the use of solitary confinement for prisoners with mental illness, except in a few situations.
Extended periods of isolated confinement have produced severe psychological symptoms and left deep and often permanent psychological scars.
Several parents of children with mental illnesses in prison testified in support of the bill, including a father whose son died in solitary confinement. But Adrian Slaughter with Montana's Department of Corrections said the bill would hurt the prison system's ability to run a safe environment.
We simply do not have the resources to adjust the requirements of this bill.
Slaughter said those additional resources would be a new staff and a new facility to hold people that become a danger to other prisoners. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee voted down and tabled SB 257. Several committee members expressed concern that this bill, if approved, would create new policy without money to support it. The bill failed in a 5-6 vote. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Advocates for a bill that would allow Native American students in Montana to wear Indian regalia at graduation ceremonies are attempting to force the bill onto the Senate floor. A legislative committee earlier this week tabled a proposal that would allow Native American students to wear such regalia as embroidered beads and eagle feathers along with their caps and gowns. Over the years, controversies have erupted not only across Montana, but in other parts of the country as students of color seek to blend the regalia of their cultural heritage with the pomp of high school graduation. In Montana, school districts address the matter on an individual basis. In Sydney, the school board recently decided to allow a student to wear a beaded cap after her principal initially rejected the request. Supporters of legislation to promote solar energy development in Montana rallied in the Capitol today. Corin Cates Carney reports.
A day after House Bill 504 got its first hearing in the state legislature, its supporters organized an event they called the Solar Jobs and Energy Freedom Rally. The bill's sponsor, Missoula Democrat Bryce Bennett, says it would allow more people to use and invest in solar power generators by increasing the size of the discount home solar generators can get on their utility bills for excess power they generate. Bennett spoke to a packed Capitol Rotunda Thursday afternoon.
We need to move solar energy forward in Montana.
Bennett asked supporters to write a letter and call lawmakers in the House Energy Technology and Federal Relations Committee, which will vote on House Bill 504 Friday. During the bill's first hearing earlier this week, Montana's largest utility provider, Northwestern Energy, opposed the bill, saying it would create a class of unregulated solar developers that would shift the cost of electricity production onto Northwestern and their customers that don't have solar panels. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Secretary of State and the chairman of the state Republican Party oppose a mail-in ballot for an expected special election, saying that while it would save money, it would give Democrats an advantage. A Senate committee voted in support of a bill that would save counties money by allowing a mail-only ballot in the election to replace Republican U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke if the U.S. Senate confirms his nomination as Interior Secretary. Tourism opportunities can be better promoted in Indian country, says Senator Leah Whitford of Cut Bank. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, Senate Bill 309 seeks to make sure Native voices are included on the Tourism Advisory Council and that there's money to help promote Indian country.
Whitford says there's more to see in Indian country than teepees and powwows. There's also casinos, campgrounds, trails, fishing, heritage centers, museums, and art galleries.
We also participate and would like to showcase a lot of other contemporary events, such as Indian relay races. People love that. We have horse races. Our communities are very much into the horse culture.
This includes the Indian National Finals Rodeo.
So we want to work together. We want to help one another. We want to help our communities by recommending things to do, places to go, places to eat, and places to enjoy.
To do this, her Senate Bill 309 is not asking for any new money for promotion. Instead, the intent is to place another Indian member from the private sector on the Tourism Advisory Council and redirect just over 1% of the lodging tax to promote Indian tourism. Stuart Doggett of the Montana Lodging and Hospitality Association is opposed only to the fund change.
We like the current allocation. We do not want to have legislation that changes that allocation this time without having a deeper look at this.
The Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs Committee amended this bill to reduce the amount of money for promotion, then passed the bill. Senate Bill 309 now goes to the full Senate for consideration. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.